Tonight's episode of Mysteries of Mind has been replaced with PBS's new miniseries, Mysteries of Missitucky, with your host, John J. George. And now, Mysteries of Missitucky.
This here's PBS serving Blemish, Missitucky, Whitewall, and the whole Bubonic County.
Well, howdy. This is John J. George, John George, and you're listening to a new show that we've got on here on the Arts and Entertainment channel called Mysteries, Missitucky, where we study the bizarre, the weird, and the unique that happens in Missitucky every day. We've got some exciting stuff coming for you today, so let's get into the first bit here. I'll get my co-host out here. Come on over, Billy Bob Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just ready to learn some science!
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Well, that's good, because our first is Mysteries of Science. That's our first segment. Some scientific strangeness and oddities have come through.
Oh, that was my best subject in school! I got a whole D-.
Wow, that's the highest grade I've ever had in my entire year, too, and that was in basket weaving.
Yep, my mother, grandmother, and sister, same person, all gave me hot marks, and I got to put my grades on the refrigerator. I mean, icebox.
Well, that's a good thing about homeschooling, is you don't really have to go far to get those high grades onto the icebox, is it?
It was human anatomy.
Oh, we ain't going to that. But speaking of human anatomy, tonight's first story is a strange one about the one-eyed man from Missitucky. And bringing that to you is our on-the-spot reporter, Joey Joe Job, Joey Joe Shabadoo. Joey?
Get cut with my pants down. Hey, how's it going? It's me, Joey. How y'all doing?
Ain't all doing too bad. Now, Joey, Joe, I'm not going to call you Joey. Joey, I understand that you came across a man with only one eye in the center of his forehead. Is that true?
That be true, and I spit in it.
Well, can we see it? We're here for the Mysteries of Science. We want to explore the scientific reasoning behind one eyeball.
Oh, yep, all right. Hold on 1 second. Let me just put my pants on here, and I'll take you over to the cage where I have him, locked him up, right and tight there. Over here. Here he is. Here he is in this cage.
Let me out of here, man. Let me out of here.
Wow, is that really one eye?
No. They put this patch over my eye. I just want to get out of here. I came for gas.
What a mystery of science! Well, let's...
I thought I told you to shut up, boy!
Oh!
Look how he responds to his prodding! Oh!
That definitely a strange creature.
We should all get sticks and start poking it. I like to see what a one-eyed monster does!
Well, yeah, that's a good scientific experiment. Kids at home, if you can find yourself a one-eyed monster, the best thing you need a large pointed stick, a cage, and a monster. That's all you need for this experiment, and basically what you do is try to see the tolerance of pain on a monster by poking it with a large pointed stick, as we will see here. Now, Joey, you go ahead and start doing that.
Well, all right, here you go. How about a little bit of this?
Ow! You can have my money.
Squeal like a pig, boy.
Squeal.
If squealing ain't loud enough, squeal louder.
Man, yeah. Woo. That was exciting.
Oh, man. One-eyed monsters sure are funny critters.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the many mysteries.
Yeah, if it has a baby, how about you send it my way? I want to raise my one-eyed monster my own.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, these one-eyed monsters, where do they come from? What do they want? We don't know. It's one of those mysteries of science. Could be the moon.
Or Mars.
Could be Detroit. We don't know. Could be just some guy passing through. We don't know. We don't care. It's a mystery.
And that's Joey signing out.
Goodbye, Joey, and thank you for that mystery. Hoo-wee! That was some scary mystery. Did you see that one-eyed man?
Huh. You telling me? I want one of those things as a pet. Speaking of pets, we should move on to the next mystery. You know what's cute? Cuddly, furry, 6'5", and eats people?
No, what?
Bigfoot!
That's right. Boggy Creek's own Bigfoot. And you know who's out hunting that day in and day out? Because we get sightings all the time. But the one person that you can come and see who's actually looking for that is our own super hunter, Hugh Jass. Let's call Hugh Jass and find out what he has to say. Hey, Hugh Jass, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And, of course, as everybody knows, I'm the one man who has actually bagged Bigfoot.
That's right. He's so kicked him right in the nuts.
I am the authority on it. We're here. But let me show you this. Speaking of science, we're here at the Water Tower in Blemish, Mississippi, where I'm about to recreate one of Galileo's most famous experiments to prove that gravity works. I've got myself here on top of the tower.
You're going to pee in the tank, are you?
No, I got myself a pig and a cat right here on top of the tower.
Right.
Now, know this, I'm going to push both of them off at the same time. We would expect, of course, the pig being the smaller of the two, he would be the one to hit the ground last.
That's right.
But we're going to try this experiment anyway.
Okay.
I predict the pig floats in midair.
I think you may be right. Let's just find out. So here, let me get behind Bossy. Got one hand behind Bossy. All right, now I'm going to push here and push the... There they go. And they're going Jesus Christ.
Beef and bacon.
I really want a double bacon hamburger.
Right on top of Miss Sutherland down there. I'm sorry, Miss Sutherland. Sorry about the mess. I hope you can get home okay.
You know, Miss Sutherland's one of half of the viewers that we have out there, and you can't be on injuring her now. I mean, come on. What are you thinking?
Well, anyway, did we notice which one hit the ground first?
No.
I was looking at something else when it happened. So I guess we have to go get a couple of more and try it out.
Well, now hold on a second. Before you do that, I have to say one thing. I'm offended what you did there, and I think you've offended many of our viewers out there because you mentioned Galileo. And we know that is heretical science. That is not real science. It goes against the entire Aristotelian philosophy, which we have lived and died by since the time of the Bible, 6,000 years ago. So bringing that kind of voodoo, strange science up is wrong. Next thing you know, he'll be talking about how the planets orbit the sun or some other stuff. And we know,
flat.
Everything.
We all know it's flat, too.
That's true. Especially in the Flatlands.
Yep, according to the science of Captain John Dingus.
That's right.
Captain John Dingus,
the only man to sail over the edge of the earth. God rest his soul.
Yep. He went down that muddy creek and never came back. I knew he fell down the edge of the earth.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Enough of this hard science. Let's get to the science of entertaining. Bigfoot, what do you got on him this week?
Okay, Bigfoot. There have been 12 Bigfoot sightings this week, just over at the Fenortner place.
Yeah.
At least 12 sightings. Every time Miss Fenortner looks outside, she's been seeing the Bigfoot hanging around the outhouse there in the back.
What, watching her?
Every so often. About a dozen times in the past week, she's been noticing Bigfoot, especially the sounds coming from the outhouse itself. She swears it's the call of the Bigfoot. Now, some of her neighbors are saying...
I understand there's a horrific smell and odor attached to Bigfoots. Is that true?
That's right. You can smell a Bigfoot long before you see him or you spot his footprints.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. It's like they call him skunk ape in some places. You know that. That's true.
That is so true. That is so
well,
true.
Well, it reminds me that Mr. Fenortner also has a horrible stench to him. So you'd think he'd overpower the scent of the Bigfoot.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a mating lure or something. You never know.
Now that makes sense now. So basically, Mr. Fenortner basically attracts Bigfoots with his own, horrible stench.
You know, he's on to something. One time I didn't shower for 3 weeks, and Miss Jessup down the street would not leave me alone. Boy.
You know, that's a funny thing you should say that, because Miss Jessup's been dead for 22 years.
Yeah, that's why she was so easy to pick up.
Well, you know how she is.
Anyway, I've been setting the Bigfoot traps all out around the outhouse. And,
okay, for our listeners,
did call.
Hold on for a second here. I just want to interrupt. For our listeners' sake, explain and describe what a Bigfoot trap is.
Well, essentially, it's kind of like a bear trap, except because the Bigfoot's got such big feet, it's a lot bigger.
So it's like a giant bear trap.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean like the one that caught that car the other week?
Exactly.
Hey, come to think of it, that's where that one-eyed man came from, too, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually tried a big hooking thing hanging over it. We hang a hook off one of the cranes, and we loaded it up with Bigfoot chow. hoping we'll hook him.
Yeah, fishing for Bigfoot. Bigfoot pro fishing.
Oh, that reminds me. We got to put a plug in there for the Matador Bigfoot Chow. Matador Bigfoot Chow, the only chow that Bigfoot will eat.
And it's safe for kids, dogs, pigs, hamsters, ants, and snakes, too.
And coincidentally enough, it's made from the same things.
Yup.
Well, before I'm going to have to wrap this up now, I want to tell you next week, we'll be talking about the nosy cobra.
Ooh.
Yep. It's a terrible cousin of the chupacabra down Mexico way, except yep. The nosy cobra, in your sleep, he comes along and sucks the snot out of your nose.
Oh, my God, cobra. That's terrible.
Hey, I told you it was a lot more terrible than Bigfoot. It's a lot more terrible than the chupacabra. Yep, the nosy cobra.
Yeah, and Bigfoot, too.
Also known as the snot sucker.
Whew, science makes some scary creatures.
Yes, that's true. Does.
Yep.
I can't wait to dissect them.
And eat them.
Yep, that was good eat.
Well, that's your weekly Bigfoot update. I think we have our sightings up to 12. That's up from 9 last week and down from 15 the week before. Let's move on to the next mystery of science there, Jimmy Joe Bob Thornton.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, we're going to talk about the thing that we found in the creek.
Oh, the thing we found in the creek? You mean the toads?
No. This thing here we found in the creek the other day. I was fishing, and I found this thing here. Look at it.
Oh, wow.
It's not a snake. It's not an eel. It's not a fish.
It's scientific right there.
And look at it. Black, leathery, very strange, no skeletal structure whatsoever.
None. It's one of them wormy invertebrates.
Yep. No eyes, no mouth. I think this is a throwback to the plastic.
I'm a shoe.
What was that? Was that the creature that you got in your hand speaking?
I'm a shoe.
Oh, damn, it's just a shoe. Just a regular old talking shoe. Yeah, nothing to throw about. Throw that back in the crack. We don't need to talk
about
that.
Is that about a size 12 there? I could use another size 12.
Well, yeah, it looks
like
left
foot or right foot?
Oh, that's a left foot, yeah.
I want you inside me.
Never mind.
Yeah, just throw that thing back in the creek. It's nothing special.
There's
about
nothing
that.
Scientific about that. We don't want to bore our listeners to death.
Good
All
Lord.
Right.
Let's go back on to our next exciting segment, and I am thrilled to death about this one. This is something that's near and dear to my heart because this happened to my pappy, years ago, and it hurts me ever since that happened. I'm talking about spontaneous human combustion. It happens, folks. People don't believe it. It's true. My pappy, he had like 22 gallons of moonshine one night, and he was smoking, and he fell asleep, and then he just burst into flames.
Now, that's a mystery of science. How can you explain that?
Don't know how to
happen. All he did was drink a lot of liquor and smoke. I do that every day, and I haven't spontaneously combusted.
Yeah, that's right. He spontaneously combusted right there in that chair that he fell asleep in. And I don't know. And, how did it happen? I don't know. It's a mystery.
I bet he was using Satan's matchbook.
Well, we'll find out because we're going to talk to a very scientist of our own. This guy's from outside of the state, too, which is very bizarre.
Yep, we got ourselves a scientific guy. What's his name?
I don't know what his name is. He's going to give us his name in a second when we link up with the phone. I would have said satellite link up, but we only have a landline.
Hold on. Let me tap the cans a little. Maybe you can hear us if I tap the cans a little. Hello, are you there?
Hello, my name is Dr. I-C-U-P, PhD, thank you very much. And I'm here studying the aftermath of what appears to be a spontaneous human combustion. Just rifling through the ashes here, found nothing really but a few cigars and liquor. But pretty sure
I found a bottle of lighter fluid, too, but that probably has nothing to do with it, so I'm going to throw it away.
It's for the grill outside, I'm sure.
So now, I want to ask you a question here. How many people spontaneously combust every year?
Well, according to my calculations, about 25.
25 in America or 25 in the world?
25 what do you mean in the world? Am I supposed to convert this to metric system?
Well, I don't know.
People are people no matter where they're from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not a scientist like you. I don't understand these facts and figures.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, science-y man.
Yeah, that's true. There's some people that ain't human, and they're the people we talk about each and every week on this show.
Yes, yeah, that is
here
true.
Here I was thinking about smoking a Cuban.
Yeah, you should think twice before... What the heck? My sleeve. Why is it? It's on fire. Wait, my hand is on fire.
Well, look at that!
Fire!
Look at him go.
Fire!
Oh.
Fire! Ow!
He's spontaneously combusted!
Right there,
here,
live
here.
On the air. Ah! Look at that.
Throw this lighter fluid on and put him out!
Here we go.
That's liquid! Oh, the fire's getting bigger! That spontaneous, even the lighter fluid water can't put him out. He's getting bigger.
Now throw that curtain on.
My face is melting.
I'll throw this dry curtain. Oh, there's some leaves over there. Cover him in leaves. The dry leaves. Put him out.
I'm starting to look like a Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's smoking in here. Oh, jeez. Those are wet leaves. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Ooh, barbecue.
You know, something smells like barbecue.
Hickory smoke.
Somebody just spontaneously combusted, but I'm smelling barbecue now.
You know, that almost takes away the whole tragedy of the situation when you can have a good meal after someone was spontaneously combusted.
Mmm, delicious.
Oh, give me that wing over there. Right? Well, hold on. Before I start eating, we better go on to our next mystery. And I want to thank our scientist friend there. That was a very interesting interview. I think we learned a little bit more about spontaneous combustion than we even needed to know.
I feel like I've unlocked the secrets of it.
I did, too. A little bit of lighter fluid, and a lot of matches.
I'm still slightly alive. Here, I can fix that. Hit me the tire iron.
Here you go. Thing I can't stand is when the spontaneous combustion is still staying alive afterwards. Especially when it's nice and roasted.
Yeah.
I could go to a hospital. You could save my life. I don't think so. There ain't that much left. It's not worth saving.
Yes. When someone smells true. Like that good of barbecue, we're not going to let that go to waste.
No, sorry, Bob. Take care of him.
Hold on. Let me just taste myself. It's finger licking.
You know, that brings us to our next exciting thing, a mystery that we don't know about, self-cannibalism. That's right, folks. Self-cannibalism has been happening lately. People being stuck in cabins in the winter months, of course, you know, by themselves without enough supplies, have ended up eating themselves.
Yep, they get so hungry that they resort to eating human flesh.
Yeah, their own human flesh, which
yep.
is really odd. Considering that this has happened even in groups of like 10 or 20 people, people have decided they're going to eat their own flesh rather than that of other people, which I'd say is, you know, that's admirable.
And you know the weirdest thing is each time we found these people, their pantries were full of food.
That's true, too. Maybe it's some sort of thing that we didn't know about. Maybe it's a subculture thing. I don't know. Maybe this is the result of Darwinism.
Who?
I don't know. All I know is it scares me.
Well, should we go to that or should we move on to another mystery of science?
I don't think there's anything else we can say about self-cannibalism, because every person we want to talk to has already eaten themselves.
Yeah, I'm a self-cannibal, and all I have to say is I'm 800 pounds, and I keep eating myself, and I just keep putting back on the weight. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, now, I heard human meat is actually a very fatty, high-calorie meal.
That's true. That explains why he's so big.
So what part of the human body of yourself would you say is the tastiest part?
Whatever my chins can reach, which is usually my chins.
I was going to say, yeah, it looks like you can reach your own chins with it. So you have, like, how many chins a day would you say you eat?
I eat about 20, and then I put back on the 20 right after I eat them.
Now, self-cannibalism can be a very dangerous thing, because I understand you could die from that if you don't do it right. Is that true?
Well, it's bloody, that's for sure. But, well, I mean, you gotta work your way around the gristle. Once you get yourself around that, you know, you just butter yourself up and dip yourself in chocolate and roll around in a few peanuts and you got yourself a sundae.
Now, I did not know that. That is a very interesting fact there. So, the human sundae, fact or fiction, I don't know, but it is definitely a mystery of Missituckee.
There's only one word I have to say to you right now.
What's that?
Science.
Science is amazing. And
it is. And in the wrong hands, it is a scary weapon and tool.
You know what's amazing? What if we weren't the only people left in this universe? I mean, what if there were aliens?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because our last story for the night is a terrifying tale of alien abduction where one of our own has abducted some aliens he found out in the field. So let's go over to, of all people, it's Huge Ass again. Huge Ass, I understand you've abducted yourself some aliens.
Yeah, it's a little tight little story. Apparently, there were crop circles showing up in the cornfields out there. And here I was thinking...
Oh, those things are pesky.
Yeah, I know. Just all the time showing up. And you wonder, is it just Boudreaux's tractor run amok? Or is it really aliens? So, got out there and found me a couple of... Hush now. Aliens. Real honest to God. From outer space. Can't speak the English. Aliens.
Now, hold on a second now. I just want to know something. How the heck do you know those things are aliens?
Wow, look at them!
Hey, Hugh! Hugh, it's 4:30! Can I go probe the aliens again?
Okay, you got that number 8 enema nozzle I loaned you there?
Oh, number 8? Oh, mine's only 4!
You gotta use the number 8.
I gotta find someone with the number 8.
Hey, Hugh, I done brought my Ford probe. I was wondering if I could go down there and probe that alien.
Well, why don't you just go right ahead? Just right there inside the barn. You can't miss them. Hanging up from the rafters.
All right, I'm going to go in there with my Ford probe.
I'm going to help you.
Hold on a second. I was going to say before he runs them down, maybe we should, talk to these aliens and see what they have to say. I mean, this would be a worldwide scoop here if we could actually hear what the aliens have to say. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't get nothing out. I'm worth listening to.
Yeah, they speak gibberish until you put the probes in their mouths.
Sort of livens them up a bit, I must say.
All right, well, let's hear what the aliens have to say for themselves. Now, hold on a second. Whoa, hey, dude, like, hold on, hey, like, these guys here, like, kidnapped, so we were just coming down here from up north here, and we were trying to, see what was going on around here, getting a beer and a couple of smokes, and... All of a sudden, these hillbilly guys, they took us out, and they, trying to kill us and stuff. Yeah, you gotta help us. I mean, I've been probed, like 15 times, eh?
You see? We can't decipher their language. We've got a guy working 24 hours around the clock trying to figure out what their alien language is. We still can't decipher it.
Yeah, that make no lick of sense, that's for sure. That's what
you be talking to Jibber Jabber. Let's probe the mouth one more
time. I
want to
help
boy.
You probe the mouth.
Now, hold on a second here. I just want to go to the Canadian consulate, eh? And you get, if you could go to the Canadian consulate and get us out of here, it'd be, a really, really swell, eh? I've been dying, for a Timmy's coffee for, the longest time, eh?
Yeah, and, zigzag. Yeah, we understand you. That's fine. That's great. You want to go ahead and try some of this gasoline liquid I've put up for a concoction? Try that out. I want to see if aliens like to drink things.
No, I don't think that'd be okay. Hold on a second. Oh, you know what? That's not so bad, eh? You know, it's almost like a Molson's lager there, buddy. I don't know. It needs to be a bit stronger, eh?
You know we probably stop probing you if you stop apologizing.
Well, I'm sorry
all the time.
About that, eh? But, we can't help it. We're only human, eh? But I'm sorry you're doing that. Could you be so kind as to let us go and stop probing us in the rectum with your sticks?
What'd he say?
He said probe him some more.
Yeah, I think he just said probe him. Why don't you just probe him away?
Yeah, probe him again.
Hold on, jeez, boy. Oh, woo!
Yeah.
Oh, he's probing good now.
Yeah, this is the best part about finding aliens.
He probed like my mom, you do.
I wish I could find an alien to probe every day.
Well, there you have it, folks. Real live aliens in our midst. Strange, bizarre creatures from another world. I mean, pasty-faced, weird, bizarre, I don't know what you'd call those things. But you know what? I'd say that the probing you've been doing lately has gained science so much information. You're like the Einstein of probing. Do you know that, Jazz?
Yep, probing and Bigfooting. Ain't nothing like it.
That's true. Anyways, I think that is enough mysteries for 1 week.
Now, I got ourselves another mystery. Hold on before you sign off there.
What would that mystery be there?
Have you ever heard of something called banshees?
Banshees?
Well, we here call them squealers. But
that's true. Oh, yes, the squealers.
We here in Blemish, Missitucky, got ourselves a squealer. A real live one.
Yep. In fact, every night around supper time, you can hear the sound of the banshee screaming.
Now you're not talking about my wife Trudy, now, are you?
No, not at all.
Hugh, supper's ready. When are you coming to dinner?
Do you hear that? It's the sound of the banshees.
I've baked you apple pie, casseroles, chicken dumplings, and I got yourself some good alien fat.
my goodness. I got shivers down my spine whenever
and
I hear that sound.
Why don't you come over here and clean all these cars off the front lawn?
Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? That sounded like that was the Banshee.
And Jimmy, Joe, that Bob, was... Joe, George, Jake, and Jimmy need their lunches packed for school today or they're going to be late. Daddy, I want beans again. You hear that? That's your hungry children. And you're just sitting out there hunting big feet. You're sitting there probing aliens all day. You can't even take care of your own family. Dad, you promised me Bigfoot meat. I want Bigfoot meat. That's okay, son. Your daddy's a failure. I've been telling you that your whole life. You hear that, Hugh? You hear that?
I'm speechless.
Daddy, get a job. Get a job, Daddy.
Are you sure that was mine?
Don't make me take it to Maury.
So I think we've solved the mystery of the Banshee. For once, science has come through and shown us that you know, sometimes there are some mysteries that aren't really mysteries, and sometimes there are. The mystery we have in this case is how you stay married to that thing.
Mom just caught on fire! Oh my God! This is what happens when you don't look after your own wife! I'm burning to death, and what are you gonna do? What, hunt for Bigfoot? What's Bigfoot gonna do? He's not gonna save me. You think he's gonna douse these flames? Mom's caught on fire!
Ooh.
This makes me want to eat myself!
Oh, Bigfoot save, woman. You come with me.
Finally, a real man!
Bigfoot loves sound of voice.
This man actually has hair on his chest, Hugh! What do you think about that?
Come with me and be Bigfoot wife.
This is my new daddy!
We go live in mountains now.
It's better than this shack you gave me!
Watch out for trap over there. Really big. Little oversized, really. My feet that not big. Oh, these guys don't know what they're doing. Come on! Come live with me in the Mount Big Rock County Mountain.
The papers are being in the mail! I expect 50% of your income!
What? Just don't take the dog.
I better not walk in on you two probing each other!
Wow.
Dog delicious, too. Thank you, Hugh Jazz.
Well, I think that's all the time we have this week for Mysteries of Mississippi. I think we've probed and learned enough about mysteries that, I don't even know if we're going to even have another show like this next week.
Bigfoot drove away in my truck.
Yeah, that happens a lot with Bigfoots, you know. If you're not good to your wife, Bigfoot's going to come take her away anytime now. But until next week, we're going to study the mysteries of infidelity and Bigfoot bigamy.
John.
Yeah, what do you want?
You call this a show? You are fired. You are fired. I am putting back Mysteries of the Mind next week. You are forcing my hand. I'm going to have to put them back on. Do you know how low of ratings they get? Well, you get lower.
Oh, now that is depressing.
Man, next week I was wanting to interview Johnny Johnson, the bearded woman.
Hey, that ain't no woman. That's my sister. Anyways, I guess we won't be seeing you next week. So, until then, this is Jimmy Joe Joe, Joe Bob, Joe Shop, Joe Jimmy Joe Joe, and my friend here.
Good night. Forever, it looks like.
I hate my dad!
You've been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's episode, starring King Penguin, Doc on the Web, and Murphy Kid. Special guest star, The Monk. Written by Murphy Kid, King Penguin, and Doc on the Web. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.